This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline: three important public meetings about LANL contaminants impacting our health. Kimrisk, a San Francisco-based limited liability corporation, will host three public meetings in New Mexico beginning on Tuesday, December 7th, about the health impacts resulting from historic Los Alamos National Laboratory radioactive, toxic, and hazardous contaminant releases. The first meeting is hosted for the Buckman Direct Diversion Project Board about the reports of the independent peer review team. Kimrisk and AMEC Earth and Environment, based in Socorro, New Mexico, prepared the reports. They will present the reports and provide responses to the comments that have been received. The meeting will be held on Tuesday, December 7, from 6 to 8 p.m. in downtown Santa Fe at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. If you are concerned about your drinking water, please attend. More information is available at bddproject.org. The second and third public meetings are for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, a federal agency, about the final report of the Los Alamos Historical Document Retrieval and Assessment Project in Española and Tularosa. The Española meeting will be held on Wednesday, December 8, from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Rio Grande Ballroom at the Santa Clara Hotel, located at 464 North Riverside Drive. The Tularosa meeting will be held on Thursday, December 9, from 5 to 7, at the Tularosa Community Center, located at 1050 Bookout Road. These meetings will allow the CDC to present to the DOE its recommendations for the next steps for the project. These steps could include finalizing the report and stop all work, or proceed to some form of a more detailed dose reconstruction for the releases and locations that were identified in the report. The La Hidra project began in earnest in 1999 with a review of LANL documentation of historic releases of contaminants through the air, water, and soil that impact the people living in the community surrounding LANL and the 1954 Trinity test site. During the succeeding decade, Kimrisk and its contractors reviewed documents and microfiches found in centralized document collections and conducted interviews with current and former LANL workers. Astonishingly, they documented airborne releases of plutonium between 1948 and 1955 from 12 industrial stacks at LANL that exceeded the routine releases for all of the combined operations at the Hanford, Rocky Flats, and Savannah River sites. For more information on the La Hidra project and the final public meetings, please contact Matthew Lee at Kimrisk, toll-free 1-888-KIMRISK, extension 3206, or Phil Green at CDC at 1-770-488-3748. Details and the final report are available at www.lahdra.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again, or to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.